more Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When it comes to cancer diagnosis among women, breast cancer is the second most common. And in recent years, we've actually seen a spike in the disease, particularly in people who are 50 years old and younger, which makes early detection critical. Now, luckily, that's something that's becoming easier with technology like 3D mammograms. But not everyone has the kind of health insurance to receive this kind of preventative care, which is why Idaho House Representative Brooke Green plans to bring forth legislation to expand breast imaging coverage. She joins us today along with breast radiologist Dr. Barbara White, who is the founder of Lyra Total Breast Health, and Dr. Rayana Menon, fellowship-trained breast surgeon and medical director of Mountain State Breast and General Surgery. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
And Dr. White, let me start the conversation with you. For those who aren't familiar with what a 3D mammogram is, can you explain to us what this technology is and how it works?
Yeah, thank you for having us. So historically, when we did mammograms, it would just be a 2D image of the breast tissue. And now we're able to provide tomosynthesis or 3D images, which allows us to slice through the breast and be able to see subtle things that may be hiding in there. And it's important because it's really good for all women, but particularly women with dense breast tissue, because there's more milk glands and fibrous tissue within dense breast tissue, which looks white on a mammogram. And unfortunately, also breast cancer looks white on a mammogram. So for radiologists, it makes it really tricky for us to find breast cancer. And when we have a 3D image, it allows us to scroll through the images and really detect those subtle findings that we can see with breast cancer and detect them earlier.
So Dr. White, what would you say is the main difference between a 3D mammogram and that traditional 2D mammogram?
Yeah, so the 2D, it really kind of just gives us these two flat images or 2D images of the breast tissue. And the 3D is going to slice it in kind of 1 millimeter slices. And so when I look at it on my image, I'm allowed to scroll through the entire breast, almost like reading a book. I'm able to see all the tissue instead of just being able to see it overlapped like a 2D image. So it allows us to detect more breast cancer, so 40% more breast cancers compared to a 2D, and we can do it while reducing or decreasing the number of women that are called back for things which may not turn out to be cancer.
Well, and I have to say, Dr. White, I have always gotten a 3D mammogram, and whether my insurance could cover it or not. I'm lucky enough to have my insurance has covered it. And I had a breast cancer scare last year, and it was something that was found on a 3D mammogram, and it ended up thankfully not being cancerous, but it's one of those things where that wouldn't have been detected. It was so small, it would not have been detected on a 2D mammogram. And I bring this up because I think, I mean, it was, I can't describe the stress, the worry over that month of everything that I had to go through, getting a biopsy, all of that to figure this out, and then the follow-ups that have happened. I think sometimes it almost scares women to get the 3D mammogram because something might be found and you might go down this kind of psychological roller coaster and it may end up not being cancerous. So with that said, what do you say to these women who are hesitant to maybe get more information?
Oh, these are such great questions. So first, I would talk about reducing the callback that may not be something real. It is very anxiety provoking. And so not only do you have to come in for that first mammogram, but if we call you back, then you're going to have to take time off work. And many of us are extremely busy women. We may have kids, we have jobs, we have lots of things going on. So then you'll have to come in another time, a separate visit. It may or may not be something, but in that meantime, that whole month that you had described in our heads, we are very nervous because many of us have known, probably most of us know someone who is diagnosed with breast cancer. And so in our head, we're living there and our families are living in that space as a potential as well, which is very anxiety provoking. So the 3D actually allows us to decrease that or reduce the number of callbacks, which may not turn out to be anything. At the same time, detecting breast cancer earlier and smaller. And so that detection of breast cancer smaller and easier, I know Dr. Men will be able to speak to, what does that mean when we're able to diagnose things earlier? And what does that look like for women?
Mm-hmm. Representative Green, I want to bring you into the conversation because I know this is highly personal to you. Mm-hmm. And I would love for you to talk to us about why you are really taking this up and why it's important to you that women have this kind of coverage for this particular kind of care.
Yeah, thanks, Gemma. And yeah, this is really personal. And it's incredibly unfortunate, but I like to say that I like to think everything happens for a reason. And so here I am, really trying to make some changes in Idaho just based off of, unfortunately, my diagnosis. So this past July, about 2 weeks shy of an embryo transfer, I had been going under IVF, and we were hoping to grow our family. And 2 weeks shy of that, I was really insistent that I needed to get in and get my mammogram because breast cancer does run in my family. And so my doctor, sent me over to Lear Total Breast Health, and they got me in after one day of a phone call, got in. Unfortunately, that just started, where I'm at today. I had my mammogram, mm-hmm. ultrasound, and biopsy all done within an hour and a half, 2 hours. And it was at that point I knew something wasn't going well. And sure enough, the next morning I got my diagnosis that I have breast cancer. And mm-hmm. that afternoon, thank goodness, I was referred straight to Dr. Menon. And, I would say I've gotten incredible care in that 24 hours. I didn't have to deal with the months of waiting and the anxiety that comes with it. Dr. Menon and Dr. White were incredible with getting me through the process. And, I had my lumpectomy within 5 days of my diagnosis. Well, I recognize that's wow. not normal for everyone. The process I went through and the care that I received was instrumental. But what it also did was it highlighted the importance of getting my mammogram. Mm-hmm. Because of my family history, I have been getting my mammogram for, several years prior to that. And even just last year, I had my mammogram and it was fine. And so when I went back to Dr. White's office and she brought me forward and she's like, you need to see your imaging. She showed me my imaging on 2D and you could not see the cancer. And then she showed me my imaging wow. on 3D and you could see my cancer. Had I just done 2D imaging, I would have gone off 2 weeks later, had my embryo transfer, be blessed to hopefully be pregnant and being able to have a baby and grow my family. But the 3D imaging essentially saved my life. It ensured, mm-hmm. While I can no longer carry a baby and we have to go through surrogacy, it kept me from coming back with advanced stage breast cancer later. And because it runs in my family, unfortunately, a week after my diagnosis, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer for the third time. Oh, and she goodness. Too, in the past year, had her mammogram done. And sure enough, hers came back within a year. So the message I want to bring is, do not skip your imaging under no circumstances. A year makes a difference. But also, we need to be well aware as women our rights to be able to have more enhanced imaging. But what also this highlighted in this whole process was our insurers, our payers, may not necessarily cover it. And we have one hospital in the Valley who you go in to do your imaging and they ask you, if your insurance doesn't cover it, you're now going to be stuck with a bill of $165. Well, those patients are likely to opt out. Mm-hmm. I'm on a mission to be able to ensure all of our women in Idaho have the best care up front and ensure that we take care of that anxiety and that we ensure that they're getting their imaging early enough to where their prognosis is better, because I'm lucky, but not everybody else is as lucky as I was to get in as early as I did. And if I can use my platform and take something that, in my opinion, is unfortunately tragic, that I got this diagnosis and we can't grow our family traditionally, if I can help somebody else, then, I'm in the right place to do it.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Menon, I want to talk about 3D mammograms and finding cancer earlier in patients. I mean, we just heard from Representative Green and the fact that it was seen on a 3D image, but not on a 2D image. And when I went through my issue last December, you know, my radiologist, I remember her looking right at me and she says, if this is cancer, this is stage zero. You, yes, this is going to disrupt your life, but you are going to be okay.
Exactly. So I'm sorry you had to go through that, Gemma. And Brooke, thank you so much for sharing your story. It was a pleasure to take care of you. And I kind of wanted to point out, she got such great care, not because she's a representative, but because we care about all the women in our community. And exactly as you described it, Gemma, how that anxiety of waiting a month to have these tests unfold and the biopsies, Dr. White and I specifically try so hard to reduce that stressful time. So Dr. White offers same day callbacks and biopsies or within a couple of days. And these are things that we just hear consistently mean that women are getting timely care and really decreasing the toxicity of the anxiety around these diagnoses. And so exactly like what your radiologist appropriately said is, even if this is something, we've caught it as early as it comes. And so I don't want to be in the position of waiting for women to feel a cancer, because it's already almost by definition a stage two. And what I say is, I do a breast exam every single day. By the time someone's seen me, it's already been biopsied. I know exactly where to feel, and I still can't feel these most of the time. And that's ideal. And what I tell patients is, that's because I don't have X-ray vision in my fingers. That's what we rely on medical imaging for. There are even types like a stage zero that never create a mass. They form these calcifications that can only be seen on a mammogram, not even an ultrasound. So by diagnosing things early, it means that we can potentially avoid things like more radiation or chemotherapy or more intervention. It means we can get the same results with less and less intervention, which is always our goal. What I always tell women is, my goal is to get you to the end of this as healthy and happy as possible and with the fewest number of side effects.
Representative Green, before we leave the conversation, I do want to talk to you about when you are hoping to have a bill ready for the 2025 legislation, because this is critically important for women's health care. And this should not have to be something that women get done if they can afford it, because I believe 3D mammograms truly save lives.
Well, Gemma, that is very true. It saved my life. I mean, Dr. White said it, you know, up front, 3D imaging saved my life, and chances are, you know, we know it has saved others. I intend to bring legislation to the legislature this, actually January. I will be out for a portion of the session because I'm actually will be having a mastectomy for the first part of the session. But I intend to bring that legislation. In the meantime, what I have been doing is I've reached out to our payers and the director of insurance for the state of Idaho to start this conversation. In a perfect world, we're going to meet with our payers and we're all going to come to the table and we're going to conclude that we need to be able to provide this imaging for our patients. We need to ensure that they could get adequate access to not only 3D imaging, but there's other types of imaging such as, you know, I want to say it's IV mammograms or contrast mammograms, the MRIs. If you have dense breasts, I want people to know that these other imagings are available to you. And we need to educate all of our women in Idaho that they can ask for that. But now we need insurers to step up and start covering it so we can get women adequate care upfront and better prognosis because we caught it early enough. If I don't see that we're coming to a conclusion with our payers in the couple months up to the session, then sure enough, I will be bringing legislation that does enhance coverage for women in Idaho and ensuring, and you know, and it's something to note, it's not just women, it's also men. Let's not forget, men too can get breast cancer. So I want to ensure that our patients in Idaho, that women, men, they get access to adequate care and early detection tools such as 3D imaging. And that involves legislation, then so be it. But in the couple months up to that, I've been spending the time reaching out to the appropriate payers as well as Director of Insurance to start that conversation. Because I will be out for a portion for my mastectomy, I want to be able to resolve this year. Our women in Idaho deserve it. The men in Idaho deserve it. We all deserve a better prognosis up front. And the only way in which we can get that is to have better, adequate tools. And these tools are there.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.